This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate after the impeachment article against the former president is sent to the chamber Monday, according to an announcement by Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Schumer says senators will have to decide if they believe the former president incited the insurrection.
I've been speaking to the Republican leader about the timing and duration of the trial, but make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial should be pushed back until February to give the former president time to prepare.
Senate Republicans strongly believe we need a full and fair process for the former president to mount a defense, and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions at stake.
There is some evidence that the new strain of coronavirus identified in Britain is not only more transmissible, but also more deadly, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday. He said at a Downing Street press conference, quote, the new variant may be associated with a higher degree of mortality, end quote. The World Health Organization and pharmaceuticals giant Pfizer announced Friday a deal for up to 40 million initial doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for poorer countries through COVAX Global. A steady drip feed of public officials admitting to having been vaccinated ahead of priority groups has sparked uproar on social media in Spain at a time when several regions are tightening restrictions in an effort to curb a spike in infections. Several local mayors admitted to getting vaccinated before their turn, while the regional health chief of one area was heavily criticized both for getting vaccinated and saying he'd done it under pressure. This is VOA News. At least 14 members of a group of British tourists staying at a resort in the French Alps have tested positive for COVID-19, local officials said Friday, despite showing negative tests upon their arrival in the country. Further tests are now being carried out to see if the tourists are infected with the faster-spreading mutation of the virus, believed to have originated in England, which has caused concern across Europe. All 26 members of the group have been in quarantine in their accommodation at the resort, with police making sure their isolation is being respected. Authorities in Russia have taken elaborate measures to curb protests against the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protests are being planned for Saturday in more than 60 Russian cities. Universities and colleges have urged students not to attend rallies, with some saying students may be subject to disciplinary action if they do. As well, Navalny's associates in Moscow and other regions have been detained, while opposition supporters and independent journalists have been approached by police with official warnings against protesting. Navalny, Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was arrested on Sunday when he returned to Russia from Germany after recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia and the United States have until February 5th to prolong a key agreement to curb their nuclear arsenals, the last remaining arms reduction pact between the former Cold War rivals. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Officials in India's southern Karnataka state say at least five people were killed late Thursday when a truck carrying explosives detonated a stone mine near Shivamoga. District police say the explosives were to be used in mining stone at the facility. The 10 known survivors trapped since a deadly gold mine explosion in northern China have been using laser pointers and loudspeakers to try to find their missing colleagues, state media reported Friday. The rescue operation has been able to get food and medicines to the miners and is expected to take at least another 2 weeks, authorities have said. The United Nations says it has received disturbing reports of sexual violence and abuse in Ethiopia's conflict-hit Tigray region. The UN's special representative on sexual violence in conflict said she was greatly concerned by serious allegations from the northern region, including a high number of alleged rapes in the Tigrayan capital, Mekele. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.